Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. I'm going to kind of rush through the mantra and everything to get to the headlines today because it looks like Israel has responded to Iran. So who knows what's going to happen? And this is coming to you live. But to get the party started with the podcast, let's get to it. Our daily hype of positivity and happiness. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power, for you to recognize that you can use your light to make the world a better place and to make your life a better place. I want to inspire you. I want to instill in you, and I want to share with you, and I want to live with you all the positive ways we can make life better by recognizing our star power. Looking in the mirror and reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next should give you the ability, the momentum, the energy, and the courage to conquer anything that you're attempting to do. It should give you the courage to look in the mirror and love your reflection, even if you don't necessarily look the way you want. Maybe your hair's not done the way you wanted it to be done today. Maybe you didn't love the jewelry you picked out, or maybe you didn't like the fact that you brushed your teeth and you hated the way the toothpaste tasted, or you really didn't wash your face before you left the bathroom to get dressed for work. Whatever the case may be, looking at your reflection and loving who you see is the first step and the first stage to happiness, right? We're looking in the mirror and we're starting off our day by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. We can put a positive attitude on, we can go to work, be successful, and understand that we have to go to work so we can have a good life. And so at some point we can't retire and enjoy our life even more. We should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can go on vacation. Yes, we can change our favorite color. Yes, we can change our hairstyle. Yes, we can decide we want to spend time with our family. Or yes, we can decide we want to start a new Hulu show. We can decide that, yes, we can. We want to get a new kitchen and table set for our house. Maybe instead of getting a house, we want to get an apartment. Maybe instead of getting an apartment, we want to get a house. We can decide that we want a new car. We can decide we want to move to a different town. We can decide that maybe we want to change our major at school. Or maybe next semester, we want a different roommate because the roommate we had, we can't stand them. We could decide that maybe we want to get a new car or a different color car, or we want to do something different with the car we have. You can also decide that you want to learn Mandarin or Indian or Japanese. Whatever the case may be, we should be finding ways to say to ourselves, yes, we can. Outside of the idea of yes, we can, we should also be saying to ourselves, we're never going to give up. How can you give up on somebody that you love or yourself? How can you say, I'm not going to fight, I'm not going to persevere through the difficulty, I'm not going to find a way to get to the other side of this bad situation? Instead, I'm just going to cave and I'm going to give in to defeat. How can you be a logical person and do that? I'm not going to lie to you on this podcast and tell you that life is always easy. Life is probably hard. Just understand, brothers and sisters, you're not going through the bad parts of life by yourself. We're all experiencing it together. I told you about the fact that we live in the gray together. We should understand the gray with the idea of yes, you can. Because even when people are telling you what you can't do, you have to find a way to do it, conquer your fear, be brave, and accomplish all the things you want to accomplish. Life isn't going to wait for you to live. You have to be willing to just do it, right? And the idea of never giving up is always finding a way out of the darkness because you are the light. Following the idea of never giving up is the idea of saying to yourself, why not today? How can you possibly continue to put off today for tomorrow, assuming you have time you don't have, assuming you can just continue to ignore the fact that the dishwasher seriously isn't working, your car is making a weird noise, and the washing machine is definitely broken? How long are you going to wait to fix those things? You need to make the doctor's appointment. What are you waiting for? What is taking you so long? The longer you wait to do things that are important, the harder it is for you to do them. So we have to find a way to conquer our fears and say, I'm going to get it done today. instead of wait for tomorrow, right? If you had somebody you had to call at work, make that phone call in the morning. If you need to make an appointment for your hair, make sure you make the follow-up appointment for the hair. Make sure you are responsible and reliable and you're doing things correctly. Because if you don't make sure things are done correctly, who's going to? That's the idea of why not today. Why are we pretending we can control time and we can buy it and we can stop things if something doesn't work out? We don't have that ability. So we really need to plan and take into consideration that we seriously have to understand if we do not do things or plan them out or have an idea of what's going to happen, it might not happen. So be proactive, plan in advance, organize your life correctly, and live without fearing that you won't get something done tomorrow that you could probably do today. Let's get into the headlines. Let's get into no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed, because they lie to us. They lie to us anyway. So it looks like Israel is doing a retaliation against Iran. I'm not surprised. I am surprised it took them this long. I think a message has to be sent to them. Don't fuck with us. And I wish that the United States would send that message out to the world too, but it's too fearful. I think Joe Biden is scared of the progressive part of the party. He's scared of the squad, and he's scared to tell people, yeah, this shit's whack. I had a very interesting conversation with Skip earlier in the car where he said that he doesn't understand how the numbers are so close between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And neither do I, right? Joe Biden has decimated the United States of America. He has sold us off to China and a bunch of other countries that hate us. There are people outside of Columbia University in New York singing River to the Sea, talking about freedom of Palestinian people. Now, some of these people might be American. Some of them got arrested and then they got let out of jail. But they shouldn't be getting let out of jail for trying to do things they shouldn't be doing on a college campus in the United States of America. We are sending the wrong message by not condemning bad behavior and illegal behavior, by condemning doing things that are wrong. We are sending the wrong message by allowing students in high schools to hit teachers in the face and not have any consequences and to be treated like a minor. Why do we keep giving people all these opportunities and all these chances to be bad? And we're pretending like there's not going to be a consequence. It's insane. It is literally insane. Biden has destroyed America. But not just Biden. The progressive part of the Democratic Party has destroyed America. They want to do this because they don't actually care about America. They care about this uniparty world ideology viewpoint, not the country separately. And like I say every day, America is the forefront of the world. So if America is decaying and dying and becoming something totally abysmal, what do you think is going to happen to the rest of the world? But they don't really care about that. There has been a heist to everything that we enjoy that makes us happy. Like the American dream in America, being American, burgers, 4th of July, simple things, God and country. They have taken away religion to the point where if you are religious and you do go to church, people want to make fun of you and think something's wrong with you because you're religious. It's insane, right? If you disagree with someone or you're conservative and you have different viewpoints and you believe in not giving any people the availability to just have abortions because they want to, right? Why are we condemning the idea of being Christian? Why are we pretending like Joe Biden isn't a horrible president? Why is it uncomfortable for black people to admit that the Democratic Party has been lying to them from the start of their existence in this country? Acting like we owe them something for us to vote for them. And I remember seeing the town, the city that was burned down, that was Republican, that was a black city. I remember seeing that. Anytime anyone of color, of minority background,
tries to break away from the Democratic Party. They get shunned and treated like they are monsters, even if they're not. And it's insane. But what do I know? There's a war between Israel and Iran, and every other country in the world likely hates the United States of America. These people don't like us. They say it. They're here saying it. Why is that allowed? What is the stopping point? When does it end? Does it make any sense? Why do we keep allowing it? Why are we unwilling to call out reality and condemn this insanity? Why are judges and prosecutors and DAs getting away with creating cases that don't make any sense, where they're supposed to be misdemeanors and the time has expired, so they shouldn't be able to do what they're doing? What exactly is the case that they have against Donald Trump? What is it? What is he being condemned for? Why is the judge attacking him and MSDNC saying that they really have to hold him accountable? Why? Why didn't they really hold Hunter Biden accountable, or Joe Biden, for all the thievery he's done over the years and decades? What about Nancy Pelosi's husband with insider trading? What about all of them? What about all the sneaky deals that Gavin Newsom does behind everybody's back in California, selling out that state? What about these people? What about the other governor that's lying about where she's putting money, because the only place she's putting the money is in her pockets when she goes on all these vacations? What about that? What about the last person I heard about on Sean Hannity? No, I'm sorry, Jesse Waters. The woman claimed she was going to the Open, right? That's golf. Claimed that she traveled to another state to watch the U.S. Open because she wanted to get an idea of how she could bring golf to Washington. No, she wanted to go on a fucking vacation, and she lied about it. She misused the funds, and she made up a bunch of things. That's what happened. Nothing's going to happen to her because no one cares about law and order in the United States of America. There's multiple wars going on all at once. Everything is burning down. America is on fire. Americans don't have a voice. And the only people that are succeeding are rich people or poor people. Anyone in the middle of that is not succeeding, right? It's sad. It's so sad. I never thought I would witness the destruction of an empire like this. And I'm not sure they're going to be able to fix it. Earlier today, my husband said that Miller, our new nephew, this is his fight because it's not ours. We're on our way out. Now, Skip talks in terms like that. He's a very philosophical, whatever that word. He's somebody that speaks in, like, notions, right? He's very psychological, and he's very straight to the point. He thinks that the numbers are too close. He thinks that it's insane that Biden and Trump are so close, and that because they're so close, he thinks that Trump's going to lose. And he could be right. But I think that Joe Biden has negatively affected so many people, especially in America. I'm talking about millions of Americans, to the point where they can't easily eat the way they did before, to the point where they're having to decide between paying their car loan or student loan, right? To the point where no one's getting raises at their jobs. Everybody is living paycheck to paycheck. Normal, like, Generation Z people can't save money in their accounts because they don't have any money to save. People are having to live with their parents because they can't afford anything, right? The American dream is basically dead at this point. Women are experiencing infertility at a very high rate, especially with the COVID vaccination and all those lies. And there's a lot of problems here. Inflation isn't going away. The numbers are horrible. Everything is horrible in the United States of America. And we can pretend like it's great, but it's not. So I kind of feel like even people that might not necessarily like Trump are going to hate Joe Biden more because they don't have any money in their pockets to be able to afford getting that large fry instead of getting something off of the dollar menu at Burger King, right? Everybody is having to learn how to do things differently. And I'm not talking about me or my husband or a lot of other people, but I'm talking about normal everyday people, right? There are times where I have to second guess what I'm doing and I have to really budget and make sure everything is going the correct way. And there's other times where that's not the case at all. Honestly, we need to be careful. We need to recognize if we don't go vote in November, it's going to get worse. If you think it's bad now, wait till it becomes Mad Max and that Denzel Washington movie where they're buying water. Wait till iRobot becomes reality and The Matrix. Although I think we're already in The Matrix and they showed us that movie as an awakening and a wake-up call, right? I think we're already in The Matrix. And I think a lot of people took the blue pill because it was convenient to take that. Now, I know I took the red pill because I'm wide awake and I can see everything happening in front of my eyes. But there are so many people that don't want to admit the truth. There's so many people that are okay with things being destroyed and ripped to shreds and completely decimated in front of themselves. There's so many people that want to punish the middle class. They want to punish the people working to succeed. They don't care about the consequences. There's so many people that are unwilling to be American because they're not. That's it. They were willing to lie and scheme and be a dark agent, a dark horse, and a liar. And we need to condemn this behavior. We need to deport these people. We need to take our nation back. We have to send one message to the world. If you don't come here legally, you're not coming here. And that's for Haitians, that's for South Africans, Africans, people from Germany, people from Israel, people from Russia, people from China, people from Tokyo, people from whatever country it could be, Dominican Republic, Cuba, wherever it's from, China, whatever country, Haiti, right? Any of these countries, right? If you're coming across these borders and you're not coming in here the legal way, you're getting deported. There needs to be one message. These people running around saying they love Joe Biden because they're letting him in illegally, that should be the only thing we're looking at on the news. They're taking away things out of your community that could be yours. They're taking it. They're using resources that aren't for them. So if they're using the resources that aren't for them, they're taking the resources from someone. Probably someone in your community. There's this new building in West Hartford Center next to my favorite, one of my favorite bubble tea places. And today I was curious about how much the rent would be. So I looked it up. And do you know the starting rent for this place is $3,000 and it's affordable housing? Me and Skip went to look at this apartment in Bristol, Connecticut. And it turns out we were going to have to pay $1,700. It's a place where they have people live there that, you know, don't pay as much. Sort of an affordable housing thing. Can you imagine paying $3,000 to $5,000 to live in a circumstance like that? That is insane. If you're paying $5,000 a month for rent, you could buy a house that costs $1.8 million. Why the hell wouldn't you just buy the house? But they're building this apartment in the mayor of the town. Some dumb liberal idiot had the audacity to say things are changing with affordable housing, so we have to change with it. So you're going to turn a suburban town into a city? Are you kidding me? What is wrong with these people? That's more insanity. More insanity. Just because they don't want to deal with the fact that their ideas suck. Okay? Their ideas suck. But moving on from that. The war isn't ending. And now it's just beginning. Who's running Ukraine? Nobody. Telling the truth hurts idiots' feelings, and they, all they do is cry and complain about it. Like, woe is me. I can't believe Donald Trump said that on Twitter. So you're willing to condemn something that was sent on a Twitter feed versus something that's happening in reality with Joe Biden being a horrible president? Are you kidding me? This is what you're thinking? This stupidity. I'm really irritated I didn't get to watch Greg Gutfeld tonight, but I guess I'll be fine. But I don't really care about the war with Israel and Iran. I know some people do. At this point, I've already tuned out. Skip, stop it. I've already tuned out of it, and I just don't care.
Is Gutfeld not on tonight?
No.
What's the
problem?
Dude. What's on the coverage of the
never-ending war? Another never-ending war. I mean, they have to send them a message. Fuck with us, you die. That should be the United States message, too. But they're a bunch of idiots, too, so. It never ends. These people don't like reality. They'd rather be in their box of lies because they don't want to deal with reality because it doesn't fit their narrative. They don't like the truth. They don't like the fact that they're not popular. Nobody wants to side with them, and they're insane. They don't like the fact that their policies are horrible. The laws they want to make are horrible. They lied about green energy. They lied about COVID. They lied about Obamacare. They lied about the government handouts from Uncle Sam. There's fatherless homes that create bad kids, that create bad school systems, that create horrible environments, right? With crime and death and murder and drugs and overdoses and junkies and addiction and kids not going to college. Why would they go to college when they could sell weed and do drugs? I find it abysmal and totally insane that we are at the point where I have to constantly talk about the fact that they're trying to hinder you if you're Christian in America, yet that's in the Constitution of America. You're trying to remove away the rights of Americans by taking away their firearms, taking away their freedom of speech, but then you're okay in the idea of people running around singing the river to the sea, bashing in Jewish students. Like, that's not part of the population too. See, the problem with this country is we're all living here together. No one's better than anyone else, and these elites that don't know how to do anything on their own are abysmal. Isn't it insane to you that there are millions of people that live not just in America but in other countries around the entire world, and they're more focused on their money than reality? I don't know. The far left has one thing going for it: burn America down. And they're succeeding because they have a great puppet named Joe Biden. Who's paying for Med for All? You, me, us, all of us. It's not helping anybody because the medical for all is shitty medical that I don't want. Some people want free things, I understand that free things come with strings, and the strings are attached with handcuffs. I'm good, man. I want to pay for my medical so I can go see the doctor I want to go see at a private, like, doctor's office. I don't want to go to a medical building. I'm not comfortable with that. I like private doctor's offices. That's it. Unaffordable living. That's why they keep trying to build all this affordable housing crap, but they don't understand the game. Things Biden says. He made a comment yesterday about how his uncle got eaten by people that eat flesh or something. It was weird. He says the most ridiculous stuff that doesn't make any logical sense. I don't know.
And what were you doing at the motel?
I was staying there.
Not true. Now we checked with the Hill House.
Biden says stupid stuff. He stutters over his words. He can't walk. He can't talk. He can't do anything. But the media keeps lying about him and telling people that he's so great. He can tie a shoe. He can speak a sentence. What does that mean? He's making up stuff about family members. He said that he was in a community with Spanish people. He lied about showing up at a black African American church. And he just makes up a bunch of shit. Like, how idiotic does he think people are that they're just going to acquiesce to his bullshit and vote for him? I'm going to say something now to the world. Bad decisions have bad consequences. If the United States of America and Americans, I'm talking about Americans, okay? I'm not talking about illegals. I'm talking about Americans, the people that can vote. If all of you, all of us, do not make a decision to put another person in charge of the United States of America as president, we're not going to have United States of America. These people are coming into our country illegally at a rate that is unprecedented. There's not enough for all these people to be here. That's why we have borders, yet they're ignoring them. If we don't get a new president in November and his name isn't Donald Trump, I'm not sure what's going to happen here. We have to understand that we have one more chance, and it is in November. Because if we don't get rid of Joe Biden, our country's been taken over by illegals. If we don't get rid of Joe Biden, we don't have a country. He is burning America down. And we are all watching from the sidelines. And there's not enough water to stop this fire. Wake up. Understand your importance here. Moving on from the politics, let's get to the main part of the conversation. Board games. Board games are important because it really provides an opportunity for you to have fun, whether you're just playing board games with your better half or your best friend or your brother or your sister or your mom. Maybe it's just a Tuesday night and you want to go to the local trivia game in town, or you want to play chess, whatever it may be. Board games and games all alike is a fun activity to do that can really make just an ordinary visit even more fun, right? Even Jenga or Sorry or Trouble or Candyland or Clue or Monopoly or basically any game is an opportunity to bring families closer and to bring loved ones close together. And yesterday we talked about the power of family, and we talked about the importance of loving and spending quality time. So right now, why not use a board game to have fun? And you can even download one of these games on your phone and have fun like that. Apple Watch Fun. I still haven't gotten a new Apple Watch yet, but I'm considering it. Learning chess, that's probably going to take me a long time. Are casinos fun? No. I think that... casinos are fun in moderation. I think that you shouldn't be a person that wants to go to them, you know,